Episode 811, Let Go to Grow.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on
the radio.
Happy
day. It is Friday, which means it's confession day, and you made it through the week. Woo! Virtual high five. I don't know about you, but there are weeks that I just am like, oh, will I ever get through it? You made it. You should have such joy in your heart and a smile on your face. Today is confession day, and that means it's going to be a lot of fun. We're talking about let go to grow. Yeah, it's confession for this mama here. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this has been a very impactful week for me. I've covered about three interviews so far, which I'm excited to bring you new people, and I get so much joy hearing stories. So if you've got someone you're like, oh, Christiane would love this, her audience, I love it, share that information with me. You can click on the link in the show notes, My Strength is My Story. There you can share. Maybe you want to be a guest. I would want to hear from you. Maybe you have someone in mind that you know. Maybe it's a friend or a sister-in-law or someone that you met. You can make that introduction to me so I can get people who you want to listen to, and we can also share their stories. There's something about our stories. And so today I thought I would be a little bit off the cuff, meaning I have no notes written down right now. I know it's kind of scary. I have number 811, which is our episode number, and then I have the title, Let Go to Grow. And I thought, what do I want to write down? I'm not sure where I want to go with this. I mean, I am sure, but I'm not sure. And I'm like, you know what? I just want to talk to you all. I just want to get on the mic and talk to you guys, because sometimes I just make notes and it just kind of flows. But every once in a while, I just want to go with my heart. I don't want to have notes. I don't want to sit here and do anything, because you know what? Your kiss already, the Keep It Simple strategy is let go to grow. As a mom of five, I have been challenged by that over the years. And especially now, I have two adults. That's kind of scary saying that out loud, honestly. And I have one that will be an adult in a few months by the end of this year. That means I'll have three adults. I'm telling you, the number one thing that I have a problem with is I am not old enough to have three adult children. I'm just not. So we're going to chalk it up to God's got something bigger in store for their lives. And as a mom, the mama bear sometimes likes to come on in, right? We want to protect our cubs. We want to take care of them. But there's times in our lives where we have to be willing to let go to grow. They've got to be able to expand their wings, to kind of fly the nest, to go out on their own. And that can be scary. It can be scary as the mama bear. It can be scary as the wife. It can be scary as the coach. It can be scary as the cook. It can be scary. You know, I do all the cleanup, so I call myself that domestic beauty maid. Yeah, that's me. I do all the cleaning. Yeah. So it doesn't matter what hat I'm wearing. When we have to let go to grow, that can be a nail biter for some of us. Whether it's looking at your own children, whether it's you personally needing to change jobs, you're looking at expanding into something that you never thought you would ever do. And you're getting these ideas in your head and you're like, this is absolutely crazy. But why are these ideas coming to me? And you're like, you begin to question, I'm too old for this. You know what? You're never too old. God doesn't put ideas in your head because, well, he just wants to play with you. You're not a cartoon to him. You're not sitting here, you know, on earth, and he's not just moving us around going, I want to see what they can do. No, you were created on purpose for a purpose. And sometimes to get to that purpose, we have to be willing to let go to grow. And that is so hard for us to do. Why? Because sometimes we're already doing our dream job. Maybe you are in your dream career right now. And you've got this little birdie sitting on your shoulder. Okay, not literally, but figuratively. And you've got these things in your head going, I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I really want to do this instead. And I'm getting these dreams and I'm staying up at night and I'm writing things down. And this is absolutely crazy, but I'm kind of liking it. And it scares me because I don't know what to expect. That's what I call awesome sauce. Those are God winks. Sometimes we need to realize that what we don't have control over, God does. And we need to be aware of his presence in our life. You hear me say some of the times when I close out the episode, I say, be present, be incredible, be you. In order to do that, sometimes you have to let go to grow. God's got big plans for you. And you may not know exactly what that looks like. He's got big plans for your children. I look at mine and I sit there and sometimes they make these decisions and then they have the consequences. And I'm talking about the bad kind of consequences that I don't really like to talk about, but they exist, right? I mean, my daughter, she likes to have a heavy foot and we've had to work on that with her and her amount of tickets, et cetera, et cetera. And that's been kind of a thorn in my side. And it seems like every single time I see her, it's like, remember, drive safely. Drive the speed limit. And I think about that in our lives. Let go to grow. Sometimes we just got to let them go. Sometimes we have to fall down on our own in order to grow and stand taller, to be bolder, to be braver, to kind of what? Gain some strength, to work our muscles. Those muscles may be our physical muscles. They may be our mental muscles. They could be our psychological muscles. It could be our spiritual muscles. Whatever muscles you need to flex a little bit, well, get on it. Let go to grow. You know, dreams don't just happen unless if you put some action behind them, right? We got to take aim. Action ignites motivation. It keeps us moving forward. Brings me back to that old little children's story that I love so much. I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. And change it to I know I can. But sometimes we're wearing too many hats. Sometimes we're trying to do it all. I used to live that life. And it did me very well for a very long time. The problem was it did very well at that immediate moment in my life, but it didn't do well long term. If I was to span over my entire life and do one of those, have you ever seen those books that, you know, they're like the cartoons, but they don't have to be a cartoon. But, you know, there's no words or anything. You just see the action. You just kind of fumble through it. You know, you're thumbing through it and it goes, and you can see it all in motion. I love those. I don't remember what you call those. Somebody write me and tell me what they are because I'm not going to look them up. You guys are smarter than me. So you can tell me what they're called. I know there's a word for it. But if I was to put that span of my life in a little book like that, I would probably freak you all out. And I would definitely freak myself out because when I sit and reflect on what has happened over my lifetime, number one, I'm like, really? I did that? Really? I did that? Sometimes my kids come to me and say, Mom, remember that story about, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that did happen. I totally forgot about it. And it's not that I forget about it. It's just that it's not at the forefront of my memory. I'm not thinking about it. But then when I don't want to let go of something, and I kind of want to stay where I am in my comfort zone, I'm like, I want to hold on to it forever. Sometimes what? We got to let go to grow. If I would have learned that earlier on, I may have saved myself a few extra, you know, brown or brunette hairs. I wouldn't be all white right now. But you know, life happens and that's okay. Praise the Lord for hair color. So I'm still a brunette. And God says, yep, I created that color just for you. Let go to grow. What are you holding on to that has a grip on you? If you think about it, it could be anything from technology. Are you attached to technology to the point where you're more on Facebook than you are talking to your husband? Ouch. That one hurt, didn't it? Yeah. I wasn't one of those wives who did that much, but I was one of those wives who would just surf the internet instead of talking to my husband. and giving him the attention that he deserved? What is it that's holding you that has that grip on you? Maybe it's this dream of yours. This dream that you're like, I'm going to make it happen. I don't care what comes against me. Now, there are dreams sometimes that need not to happen, meaning that God closes those doors and we need to let it go. We need to let go to grow. Maybe God has a bigger plan that you don't see. And I know how terrifying that is because I was out walking my puppy dog and he's a big bulldog. He's like 68 pounds, I think, approximately. Anywhere, he fluctuates, 65 to 70 pounds. Okay, he's a big bulldog. And he's nothing but muscle, okay? Talk about flexing his muscle. He loves it. And this bulldog is the optimal extreme of determined, okay? He's got that streak all the way through. From his cute little nose all the way down to the tip of his little tail. He's got it marked. And we'll go out and I'll be walking with him. And he's like, I am going over here. And finally we get over there. And then he doesn't want to come back inside. He wants it his way. And what does he do? I mean, he's got this barrel of a chest. And he just puts those feet firm into the ground. And that bulldog, little rhino, he will not move. He will not budge. I physically have to go over to him, put my arms around his belly, and he's like, he's not going to do anything to me, but he thinks he's, you know, big stuff. He's flexing his muscles. And he's like, I'm not moving, Mom. I'm just not moving. Sometimes we're not made to go through the door. Sometimes those doors need to be closed so we can do something that God wants us to do. A door that's open. The door that maybe we're afraid to go through for fear of whatever's on the other side. We don't know sometimes how to get there. And that can be terrifying. But I'm telling you right now, when you let go to grow, oh my gosh, it's blessings. It's just a release of like, oh, I'm in my zone. I'm where I'm supposed to be. What are you holding on to that's got a grip on you? Think about it. Maybe you're doing something that you don't even realize that you're doing. Ask your hubby. Ask the one that you're sleeping next to every single night. What would they say? Would he say, oh, well, you know, you just have this obsession with whatever. Because we can be obsessive. And that's kind of a weird word to call it out. But sometimes we need to be effective in how we live our lives by letting go. As a mom, I've had to learn that. I've had to learn to let go. I've had to let my daughter, as much as I love her to death, and she gets another speeding ticket, I don't know what I'm going to do with her. But right now I have to love her where she's at. And she's got to learn and pay her own consequences for her own actions. Let go to grow. Sometimes we have to do that with our hubbies. As much as we want to protect them and groom them and have everything perfect, sometimes they've got to do things and make a decision and stand on their own 2 feet. They do not always need your approval. Oh, but I know as women, yes, we want to be a part of that approval process. Doesn't matter if it's a new job that they want to take. Doesn't matter if it's a new suit they want to buy, new pair of shoes, or a new lawnmower. We want to be a part of the approval process. Let go to grow. We don't have to have our fingers in everything because as women, as nurturers, we want to do what? Control. I said it. You say it. It's okay to say it. I want control. And for years, I operated under control. I'm sorry to break it to you, moms, but you cannot control your children's actions. You can repeatedly tell them and discipline them accordingly, but ultimately, they are in control of what they do and how they decide to act. Whether or not they're going to throw that temper tantrum in the middle of Walmart at 4:30 in the afternoon on the busiest day, and all of a sudden, you're just like beet red. You're like, oh, would you just calm down? what to do. We've all had those circumstances in our lives. The ones where we just don't know maybe where we're going or what we're doing, but we keep doing the same old thing, not realizing that it's got a grip on us. We got to let it go. We got to give it to God and let go to grow. God's never going to abandon you. When you let go of control, God takes it. He becomes the one at the helm. Don't you want him leading you? He did create you on purpose for a purpose. What would happen if you lived out his dreams for your life? Maybe you don't know what those are, but maybe you do know what your obsessions are. What's got a hold on you? Maybe what's actually holding you back from doing what you're supposed to be doing in life. And mind you, there could be different seasons. So maybe for a period of 2 to 3 years, you're going to be doing one thing. And then God says, I'm closing that door. Now you got to walk to this door. And now I'm opening up this. But you got to be willing to listen. You got to be willing to take a chance on God and to make a choice with him to let go, to grow. Do it with your children. Do it with your hubby. Do it for yourself. You are an incredible woman of impact. And if you want to go out there and live, love, and impact, you got to be willing to let go to grow. Are you willing to take that challenge with me today? Because I'm taking that challenge for myself. I got a few things I got a few grips on. Or maybe I should say they've got a grip on me. But it doesn't matter. We're gripping each other. And that's got to change. There's got to be some differences made. I got to be able to get through the mess and figure out, okay, what's right for me right now at this moment in time in this season of my life? Because the rest of it, it's got to go. Maybe it's a television show that you watch all the time. Maybe it's binge watching on Netflix. Now, there's a difference when you're just taking a down day. I'm not talking about those once in a whiles. I'm talking about every Thursday night at 7 o'clock, you have to be in front of that TV for 3 hours because that is your night to watch TV. I don't know what it is, but you do. But I know we like to kind of ignore it, push it into the closet, close the door. You know my linen cloth that I talked about so many times? We just stuff it and pack it. And we're like, how much more can I get in there? How much more can I stuff in there? Maybe hide. What are you hiding from? What are you afraid of letting go so that you can actually grow? I would be amazed to hear the stories. I have heard stories. Stories from my clients, stories from my friends, stories from strangers. Literally, I just start talking to them in the grocery store, or I go to Target, or I go to the box store, and it's like I'm having these conversations, and all of a sudden we're in deep, and they're telling me about, well, when I learned to do this, then I found this. What does your life look like today? What's got a hold on you? What's gripping you? In actuality, what's holding you back? I want you to think about this. If God was to have you live out his dreams, how would that make you feel? Chew on that for the day. Have a chat with God even over it. Ask him a few questions. You might be really surprised at his response. If you want some help with this, click on the link, Take Aim. I would love to come next to you in your journey. It's free. It's totally free. There's going to be a little form that's going to pop up. It's your connection to me. Only my eyes see it. Nobody else does. So whatever you put on there is confidential. I don't have, not even Rhino sees it, my puppy dog, okay? Not even Rhino. The kitty cat may try to jump and see my screen, but Rhino can't get up that high. So you're safe. This is a safe place for you. God has called me to serve in this capacity. So click on the link, Take Aim, and I would love to come beside you. It's time for you to let go, to grow, and go out and live, love, and impact. Have an incredible weekend. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.